Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and we're ready for you guys.
Hello friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is health.
And our title is Healthy Eyes. Healthy Eyes. Peter, do you have good eyes or bad eyes?
Well, my eyes are very healthy, but I do need to wear glasses when I try to look at things far away.
Well, it's very important to take care of your eyes. Let's learn how we can do this. Here's Peter with our Read It.
How do you keep your eyes healthy? You can take good care of them. Dr. Eric Seit shares some tips. Have an eye exam every year. Drink coffee or tea too. There is caffeine in those drinks. It helps your eyes make tears. Then your eyes won't feel too sore. Don't look at your computer or smartphone all day. Follow the 20-20-20 rule.
Dr. Eric Seit has some great tips about keeping your eyes healthy. You know, certain foods are healthy for your eyes too.
Oh, really? Like what?
Yeah, foods like vegetables, fish, eggs, and oranges.
Oh, that's very good to know. Hey, this is going to be fun. We're going to learn a lot about how to keep our eyes healthy today.
Yes, we are. But first, we need to go to Jack. I think he has healthy eyes, too. Well, let's go to our keywords.
Hi, 我们今天访问的是眼科医生 Eric. Eric is an eye doctor. 名词 eye 就是眼睛。维护眼睛的健康就是 keep your eyes healthy. 形容词 healthy 就是健康的。眼睛非常的重要，所以我们一定要照顾好自己的眼睛。We need to take care of our eyes. 片语 take care of something 就是照顾某人或是某样东西。Eric 说，茶或是咖啡里的咖啡因可以帮助眼睛制造泪液。Caffeine helps our eyes make tears. 名词 tear 就是眼泪。有了眼泪，我们的眼睛就不会酸痛了。Our eyes won't feel too sore. 形容词 sore 是酸痛的、疼痛的意思。Eric 最后提出了 20-20-20 rule， 这是护眼的秘诀哦。我们一起来听听这段访问吧。
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now here's your host.
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about something very important. We're talking about our eyes. Please help me welcome to our show, Dr. Eric Seit. Welcome to the show, Dr. Eric Seit.
Thank you, Rob.
Tell us about your job, Eric.
I am an eye doctor.
And eyes are important.
Yes, we use our eyes all the time.
How can people take care of their eyes?
Well, people need an eye exam every year.
Rob's guest today is Dr. Eric Seit. Eric is an eye doctor, and today he will tell Rob how we can all have healthy eyes.
Visiting the eye doctor is very important for all of us. You want to make sure your eyes are healthy. Well,Because they are very important, we use them to see.
Yes, they are. Well, we all have two eyes. I have two eyes, Peter has two eyes, and you guys have two eyes too. We use our eyes to see. So how can we take care of them?
Eric says we can take care of our eyes by taking an eye exam every year. Marie, what are some other things you take care of?
Well, I like to take care of my body.
Oh, okay, that's a good one. How do you take care of your body?
I eat healthy foods, like fruits and vegetables, and I try to exercise as much as I can. I like to swim and play tennis.
Hey, that's great. Those are good examples of how to take care of your body. I like to go running and hiking, and I make sure that I go to the doctor every year.
Eric says we all need to take an eye exam every year.
Oh, really? Well, hey, Marie, I have an idea. I'll give you an eye exam right now.
Really? Right here?
Yeah. You said your eyes are perfect, and I want to make sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm ready.
All right. Cover one of your eyes and try reading the letters.
All right. L-E-T-S.
Okay.
T-A-L-K-I-N.
Hey, that's pretty good. You got it right. And this spells Let's Talk in English.
Yes, it does. Well, my eyes are healthy. You know, Peter, I think you should get an eye exam too.
Okay, well, maybe later, because right now we need to go to our next conversation. Hey, we can use our eyes and our ears to watch and listen to it together.
What other tips do you have?
Drink a cup of coffee or tea.
How can that help our eyes?
Those drinks have caffeine in them. Caffeine helps our eyes make tears. Then our eyes won't feel too sore.
I didn't know that.
But be careful. Too much caffeine is bad for you. So, Dr. Eric tells us other ways we can keep our eyes healthy. He says we should drink a cup of tea or coffee.
Drink a cup of coffee or tea? Really? How can that help our eyes?
Well, Rob asks the same question. Now, Eric tells Rob that those drinks have caffeine in them. Before we learn why this will help our eyes, let's go to Rebecca. She will tell us some more.
Hello, friends. I can see that you are all so excited about today. That makes me so happy. Well, that's right. It's grammar point time. There is our noun in them. For example, there is sugar in them, or there are people in them. Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it!
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, how about we practice together? All right. Ew, those water bottles have bugs in them. Those cars have people in them. Can you think of a sentence using today's grammar point? Give it a try.
So, how can drinking a cup of coffee or tea help your eyes? Well, we learned that caffeine helps our eyes make tears.
That's right. Well, sometimes when my eyes get dry, I use eye drops to put them in my eyes. These eye drops make tears, and my eyes feel much better.
Oh, okay, that's very good, especially for people that use contact lenses. Contact lenses help us see. They're like glasses, but you put them on your eyeballs. Many people need eye drops to take care of their eyes then.
I use tear drops when my eyes feel sore. So, Peter, when do you feel sore?
Sore? Well, that's when I hurt a little bit. Maybe I feel sore when I exercise, but only when I haven't exercised in a while. Sometimes my legs and shoulders feel sore.
My feet get sore if I stand for a long time. Right now, my feet are feeling a little sore.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, my feet hurt a little bit.
I didn't know that, Marie. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
我之前并不知道。
2 plus 2 is 4.
I didn't know that.
3 plus 3 is 6.
I didn't know that.
4 plus 4 is 8.
I didn't know that.
Well, you should. Today is the big math test.
Uh-oh. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
我之前并不知道。
What a great calendar phrase. Well, it's so great that Jack will tell us more about it. Hey, Jack!
Eric 说咖啡因可以帮助眼睛制造泪水。Rob 听了之后说 I didn't know that. 请你注意他用的过去式 I didn't know that. 所以这强调出我过去不知道，表示以前不知道，现在知道了。所以如果你去参加一个 party, 很惊讶的看到一位朋友也在那里，你可以说 Wow, I didn't know you were coming. 我不知道你会来耶。这位朋友不但来了，还做了一道菜，你还惊讶的说Wow, I didn't know you can cook. 我不知道你会做菜耶。所以过去不知道，现在知道的是要表达我之前不知道，记得要用过去式的 I didn't know.
Thank you, Jack. Well, I think we all understand this phrase very well now. Well, right now we need to take a short break and we'll see you after this. See you soon.
Of coffee in 5 minutes. Why are you drinking so much coffee?
Well, don't you remember? Dr. Eric Seitz says drinking coffee will help my eyes make tears, and I want to have healthy eyes.
Peter, he says you only need to drink 1 cup of coffee, remember? Oh boy, I have a feeling Peter is going to be up all night.
And I need to go to the bathroom.
That means it's time for us to go to our next conversation. Let's go there right now.
How else can we keep our eyes healthy?
Take a break.
What do you mean?
Don't look at your computer or smartphone all day. Follow the 20-20-20 rule.
What's that?
Every 20 minutes...Look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds.
Great advice, Eric. Thank you.
Rob wants to know how else we can keep our eyes healthy. Since our topic is about eyes, healthy eyes, I think we should talk more about the word healthy. So, Peter, what are some ways we can stay healthy?
Okay, well, doing exercise for 30 minutes a day keeps you healthy. Also, eating the right foods or things like brushing your teeth and getting enough sleep. These things will keep you healthy.
And those are some great tips. So what does it mean when you are unhealthy?
Oh, well, if we put the word un in front of something, it means the opposite of that word. So,Maybe you are not exercising, you're not eating breakfast, or you're eating unhealthy foods, you are going to have an unhealthy lifestyle.
That's very true. So, do you think you are healthy, or do you think you are unhealthy? Think about it.
So, Eric tells us another way to keep our eyes healthy. He tells Rob, take a break.Wow, well, let's do that right now while Jack tells us about this.
还有哪些方法可以保护眼睛呢? Eric 的答案是 take a break, 休息一下,暂停一下。这里的 break 是名词,暂停休息的意思。你可以说 let's take a 5-minute break, 我们休息五分钟吧。另外,如果你觉得自己花太多时间在脸书上了,就可以说I need to take a break from Facebook, 表示要停用脸书一阵子。注意到介系词 from 了吗? 或者你最近有严重的睡眠问题，我可能会建议你 Do you want to take a break from coffee? 你要不要戒喝咖啡一阵子呢？这些都是 take a break from something 的用法。
Thanks, Jack. It's important for all of us to take a break. And Eric tells Rob we can do that by not looking at our computer or smartphone all day. We should all follow the 20-20-20 rule.
Yeah, every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Eric, I like this tip. I think I should start doing this.
Me too. Great advice, Eric.
Well, getting advice is great. This is a helpful word for students. Students get advice from teachers and parents, and children get advice from their parents too.
That's right. My mom always told me to be kind to others and to be thankful for the little things. That is great advice.
Yeah, that is good advice. Well, friends, I have advice for you.You should review the things that we teach on this show. And a good way to do that is by reviewing our key words with us.
Here's our first key word of the day. I. Emma looked at me with her big eyes.
Healthy. The baby is strong and healthy.
Take care of. Please take care of your health.
Tear. There are tears in my eyes.
Sore. My arm feels sore. Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep on practicing. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about something very important. We're talking about our eyes. Please help me welcome to our show, Dr. Eric Seitz. Welcome to the show, Dr. Eric Seitz.
Thank you, Rob.
Tell us about your job, Eric.
I am an eye doctor.
And eyes are important.
Yes, we use our eyes all the time.
How can people take care of their eyes?
Well, people need an eye exam every year.
What other tips do you have?
Drink a cup of coffee or tea.
How can that help our eyes?
Those drinks have caffeine in them. Caffeine helps our eyes make tears. Then our eyes won't feel too sore.
I didn't know that.
But be careful.Too much caffeine is bad for you.
How else can we keep our eyes healthy?
Take a break.
What do you mean?
Don't look at your computer or smartphone all day. Follow the 20-20-20 rule.
What's that?
Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds.
Great advice, Eric. Thank you.
Ginger, are you still using my computer?
Yeah, I've been looking at the screen all day.
Well, you know, that's not good for your eyes.
It's not?
No, if you want to keep your eyes healthy, you should follow the 20-20-20 rule.
The 20-20-20 rule?
Mm-hmm.
What is the 20-20-20 rule, Monkey Man?
Glad you asked. The 20-20-20 rule is easy. Here's how it works.
How?
Okay. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds.
Oh! So, after 20 minutes, on the computer...I look at something 20 feet
Exactly.
That's a good tip, Monkey Man. But why do they call us the 20-20-20 rule?
Ginger.
It's Monday, and now it's time to answer some questions. Here's question number one. How often do people need an eye exam? How often do people need an eye exam?
The answer to that question is in conversation A. People need an eye exam every year. Here's question number two. How do you take care of your eyes? Explain. How do you take care of your eyes? Explain. And let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
How do I take care of my eyes? Well, it's very important to get plenty of sleep. I try to sleep early so I don't wake up feeling tired. When I go to bed very late, my eyes will feel sore, and sometimes I will get dark circles around my eyes. Every night before bed, I put eye cream around my eyes. This helps my eyes look brighter. Also, I eat a lot of salmon. Salmon is very good for your eyes and delicious.
How do I take care of my eyes? Well, for starters, I don't like to look at screens for too long. Screens like a TV screen or a cell phone screen. Also, when I'm reading, I don't want to read in the dark. Then it's too hard to see the words on the page. I always try to turn on a light before I read. How do you take care of your eyes?
How do I take care of my eyes? Taking care of my eyes is very important. Sometimes my eyes feel really tired, especially when I've been looking at the computer or my cell phone a lot. So I need to take a break. When I take a break, I'll look at something far away. I like to look at things that are the color green. They help my eyes feel more relaxed.
How do I take care of my eyes? Well, I don't really take good care of my eyes. I actually use the phone too much. Looking at a small screen is bad for my eyes. I should stop looking at my phone that much. And I should sleep earlier so my eyes get a lot of rest. Yeah, and I should also look at more green. It helps my eyes.
Well, friends, I hope you take good care of your eyes, too. We'll see you tomorrow for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.